Welcome to One and All. It's September 5, 2022. It's Awakening Plus. I'm Benjamin. And this is our monthly free public New Age support team call. So glad so many of you chose to join us on Labor Day. Hope we're going to cap your holiday off in a good way here, or whatever part of your holiday it is, depending on your time zone. So what we do here, since this is our public call, and I'm seeing some names I don't recognize, I'm going to give a full explanation of what we do here. So after this little intro, what will happen is I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. I'm going to call its directions. I'm going to call in quite a few allies. They're from many different traditions and paths and religions. What they all have in common is that they're all beings of love and light and benevolent intent. I only work with that kind of energy here. Once they're here, we'll kind of seal up the container so we have a safe place to work, ensuring that only beings of love and light and benevolent intent can get in here. After that's done, I will invite each of you to follow me into embodied awakening. I'll lead you through that simple invocation, and we'll get everyone in there as sweet and strong as we can. Then once we're all as embodied awake as we can be, then we'll relax and our beautiful divine allies will make use of us. And there's two basic flavors of what happens. And I should say each of us is used as a surrogate for the collective. We're here to, you know, help out the great global awakening that's happening on Earth. And some of us will experience bliss or ecstasy or euphoria. That'll be transmitted down. Some of us who are ready, able, and capable will be given some heavy energy to transmute through our bodies. So we'll feel something that won't feel maybe wonderful, but we'll never be given more than we can handle. The allies are very perceptive, and they can see what each of us is able to do, and they monitor us as they work with us. So some of us will process heavy energy. Again, that's being brought up from the collective, and we're taking care of that for people who cannot yet do it for themselves. And sometimes it's both. I've been in moments where I was in a deep state of bliss and processing heavy energy all at the same time. And you may alternate back and forth. You may have a different experience. So even though we're all working together as a collective, each person has a unique experience. Now, during all that, I'll be narrating my own experience. I've learned over the years that what I feel during an event like this is what a lot, maybe even most of the folks are experiencing. So I narrate. And however, if you're having a different experience, just go with what's real for you. So that's a rough, I'll fill in details as we go. So let's do this. So I do make a couple of requests always when we do energy-based calls. And first is, please give us your undivided attention. And everything I say here, by the way, applies whether you are live or on the recording. Through the magic of the Akashic Records, even if you're on the recording, you are just as much with us and part of this process as if you had done it live. So either way, please give us your full attention. Act like you're right here in the room with me. That's a good guideline. If for some reason you can't stay with us till the end of the call, that's okay. But do ask the divine allies. Excuse me. Do ask the allies to go ahead and yawn. Ask the allies to just ease you out, and so that you won't disturb this container. The reason I make a big deal out of this is we all co-create the container. Every one of us who's live or on the recording is actually shaping the field collectively. And if one person isn't quite with it, it kind of disrupts the field for everybody. So you have a little bit of responsibility if you're here. You're co-creating the space. So I like to say there are no spectators, only participants. All righty. So that's probably enough preamble. So let's get down and do this thing. Take a sip of water. And we should be done within an hour. We usually don't take longer than that. And you will not get more than you can handle, not too much bliss, not too much challenge. Again, each of us is being taken care of by the allies, and each gets exactly the right amount of stuff, just like Goldilocks. Okay, one more yawn and we'll go. Yawns are another way of releasing energy. They're warming me up here. Okay, so now I invite you to close your eyes. And just for a moment, feel your body as it is, just getting a baseline reading. Now add any awareness you have of the energy in or around you. You're not changing anything, just feeling where you're starting from. Alrighty. So now I invite you to remain completely passive as I do the call-in. If you feel energy moving in or around you, just feel that. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Either way, fully passive. That's how we usually play it here at Awakening Plus. We humans stay passive and we let the divine do stuff for us. Way better than we could ever have done it for ourselves. All right, so you passively feel energy or breath, and I'll take care of the setup. Pachamama, mama kia, wirakocha, inti, kui, I am that I am. Maximum for myself. To set me up, I call for my own maximum embodied awakening, my own maximum unconditional love, my own maximum service to other fourth density or higher awareness. Thank you. Now for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there we go. So if anyone hearing my voice, live or on the recording, has additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent that you would like to call, please do so now. Feeling good. Keep them coming. Okay. Wrap up your invocations, if you haven't already, of these beautiful beings. All right, thank you. That definitely sweetened the pot. Welcome, allies. Okay. So our next step is to call in our own embodied awakening. Basically, this is where your human self invites your higher self to come join you in your human body. And it's like your physical body is a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat, your divine drives. And if at any point the ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel again at any time. The divine will step right out with no fuss, and the ego will be back in control if it wishes. So it's no risk and instantly reversible, safe to try. The benefits of embodied awakening include there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, you know what to do through intuition, and there is more euphoria. So if that sounds good, let's give that a try. And you won't get more than you're ready for. As always, with all invocations in this style, you only get as much as is appropriate. So we're about to do a say and repeat. So you'll be speaking directly to your own higher self. So let's start that now if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and become passive. From here forward, your passivity is your ticket to your best experience. Specifically, right now, if you feel energy moving inside you, passively witness that, and that is all. If you don't feel that, passively feel your breath come and go, and that is all. What I'm going to encourage you not to do, please don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, feel energy, or feel breath. If you get distracted and you notice it, just relax back into feeling energy or breath. Treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. It's fine if it keeps going in the background. Just don't hit, especially don't try to fight it or change it. You'll just feed it energy and make it stronger. Don't do that. Just let it be. Come back to feeling energy or breath and let it do its things in the background if it wants to. It may eventually fade out. Finally, it's good to know what's the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And you can play with me with that effort level right now by dropping to zero. Just go to no effort at all. Just be, no focus. Whatever happens is fine. We'll just do this for a moment. And a lot of us are going right into embodied awakening. That feels great. So if you go to zero, and even without trying, you can still feel energy or breath, then zero is perfect. Stay there. If zero, you lose that awareness, add barely enough effort back to feel it again. The idea here is to use the least effort that gives you that awareness. That leaves more space for your higher self to work. Boy, that's feeling good. Y'all are doing great. So in summary, be passive, feel energy or breath. If you get distracted, just come on back to feeling energy or breath again. And use the least effort that gives you the awareness of energy or breath. And we have a really sweet group field. I'm sure some of you are feeling that. By the way, how do you know when you attain embodied awakening? It is when you can say yes to this question. The question, is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All this simply holding itself. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If that's going on, you are there. So if you're already in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy it. You simply being in the space right now is helping everyone else either get there or deepen their own embodied awakening. And if you're not there, just stay passive and let your higher self move you as close as it can. You do not have to get all the way there to do the rest of this call. Even moving the needle a tiny bit is good. Get 1% closer, that's good. You know, congratulations on whatever happens. So however far you get is perfect. Everyone gets the A+ and the gold star just for trying. Or in this case, kind of not trying. So we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to go deeper into embodied awakening, if they're willing and able. Again, please be as passive as possible. Just to reemphasize one of the most important points, don't try to make it happen. No effort, no willpower, no imagining, no visualizing. Just drop all that stuff. Just be passive. The way this works is your higher self brings it to you as a gift, as a blessing. You receive it through grace, the grace that you called in by your invocation words. Beyond that, you're just passive. I don't believe a human can awaken themselves, but they can receive it as a gift, and you can ask for the gift. Oh, here they are. So we're ready. So however awakened or not you are, we can move right ahead. Allies, we come to serve. And we are so grateful for this service opportunity. Allies, our request is that we are of service to the great global awakening happening here on Earth. And each of us is here willing to help out with that to the degree that each of us is ready. So you already know, allies, but I'll say it anyway. Please don't give anyone anything more than they can handle. Not too much bliss, not too much challenge. Each of us is willing to feel an exalted state in order to help others on Earth feel it. Each of us, to the degree that you're willing and able, is willing to process some heavy energy on behalf of the collective. So, allies, it's your show. We're just here in service. So, let's do this. And they're working. So from this point forward, your job is easy, humans. I'm talking to you humans now. Just relax, be passive, just feel whatever's happening and let it happen. To the best of your ability, please do not hold a preference about whether your experience in any given moment is blissful or challenging. It might flip around between them some. And I promise you, if you do get some challenging experience, you will be well rewarded for it. Every time you have to receive challenge, it's going to open you up to a deeper awakening afterward. So well worth it. So just relax. Mm-hmm. And if at any point you realize you're off the protocol, you're distracted or trying to do something, you're trying to make something happen, no problem. Just relax, get passive again. The moment you return to passivity, the allies will be right there full strength again. They know this is challenging for some of us, and we get as many redos as we need. These are beautiful, loving beings. They totally get whatever challenges we're dealing with. Okay, that is enough instruction. I'll instruct further if guided, but there now may be periods of silence. So if I'm not talking for a few minutes, just know that I'm still with you energetically. I may or may not be called to do music live. I will if called, I will not if not. I never know what's going to happen. I just show up and serve. So relax and be passive and experience whatever you experience. And thanks once again for giving us your undivided attention on this call. It makes it better for you and everybody else too. Oh, more instruction. If your body, like mine right now, wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you cry or make sound, or your body wants to move in a certain way to move or release energy, all fine. Let it happen. No one's going to hear you because everybody's muted and you can't unmute because I won't let you right now. So just know that whatever process you're having will be private in terms of this call. And I encourage you to allow whatever needs to happen right now. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming out my feet. When heavy energy gets stirred up, whether it's yours or the collective's, it tends to flush out the hands or feet most of the time. You can do other stuff too, but hands and feet is the most common. So just let what wants to happen happen in terms of body motion or activity. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let the body do what it spontaneously wants to, as long as nobody gets hurt. There's some nice altered state consciousness available in the field now, so some of us are getting to enjoy that. If you're not noticing that, it's okay. Just go with whatever your experience is. As a reminder again, if I'm describing a particular thing and you're not experiencing it, it's okay. Go with whatever your experience is. And please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing. Be with what's already happening for you. A nice new state just locked in right there for me. Okay, they're calling for a little music. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja en lado la razón y deja brillar el sol. Escondido en tu interior. Ábrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, brujo el agua, brujo el fuego. Abrete corazón, abrete sentimiento, abrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol. Escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es hora, ábrete corazón y recuerda como el espíritu cura, como el amor sana, como el árbol florece, la vida perdura. Para llegar a Dios hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol. Escondido en tu interior. Ábrete memoria antigua, escondida en la tierra, en las plantas, bajo el fuego, bajo el agua. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol. Escondido en tu interior. Es tiempo ya, ya es hora, ábrete corazón
y recuerda cómo el espíritu cura, cómo el amor sana, cómo el árbol florece, la vida perdura. Para llegar a Dios, hay que aprender a ser humano. Ábrete corazón, ábrete sentimiento, ábrete entendimiento, deja a un lado la razón y deja brillar el sol escondido en tu interior.
Continue relaxing into whatever your process is right now. And whatever you're experiencing, you're acting as a surrogate and are benefiting many, many others on earth. Ooh, that's some sweet energy that just showed up. Enjoy that if you feel it. Thank you, allies. There is some group blending happening. Some may not feel it, some will. So if you're noticing that sweet group vibe at that higher level, just enjoy being part of that. As soon as you get into deeper divine levels, I find it best just to be fully passive at the human level and just whatever wants to happen in those levels, just let it happen spontaneously. This is above your ego's pay grade, so probably better to let it rest and not try to make things happen in those higher levels. And there's a new frequency again. Just relax into that. Again, just being with whatever's happening, whether it's challenging or blissful or whatever. Whatever it is, this too will pass. I'm now feeling the larger service field we're part of here. There are a huge number of light workers all around the earth. Some are human, some are not. And they're all here to help this beautiful shift of consciousness happen, which is well underway now. So know that we 30 or so people on the live call and whoever else comes along the recordings later are blending here with a vast number of light beings just beyond counting all around the planet. And through the magic of synchronicity, what we're doing is perfectly fitting into what all the other beings of light are doing too. So we Awakening Plus folks are a small part of a very large and constantly growing effort by many beautiful service beings too. Help this planet wake up. That's some very lovely bliss right there. If you're feeling that, just relax and enjoy it. You're calling for another song. This one's with guitar. It's kind of upbeat, actually. So I'm going to mute my microphone while I get set up for that, and then I'll turn it on again when I'm ready to do the song with you. So muting now. Alrighty. Again, this is kind of upbeat, so just go with the energy of it. The allies have their reasons, I suppose.
Aguita de porque eu te vou dar, aguita de porque eu te vou dar. Pare que laves tu coração, pare que limpies tu coração. Aguita de porque eu te vou dar, aguita de porque eu te vou dar. Pare que laves tu coração, pare que limpies tu coração. A las noches de luna llena, a las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. A las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. Bailemos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos cuidan. Cantemos, bailemos con alegría, cantemos, dancemos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos cuidan. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. Aguita de porque eu te vou dar. Para que laves tu coração, para que limpies tu coração. Aguita de porque eu te vou dar. Aguita de porque eu te vou dar. Para que laves tu coração, para que limpies tu coração. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. Cantemos, bailemos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos cuidan. cantimos, bailemos con alegría, cantimos, dancemos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos curan. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua esquita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua esquita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas.
So once again, relax. Just be with whatever your process is right now. Yeah, that field feels really different now after that song. Feels more vibrantly pulsing to me. So I'm being told that some of you are having a stronger experience of your light body than you're accustomed to. Just relax into that the best you can. And the eyes will never, ever give you more than you're ready for. So just relax into whatever you're feeling. And now I'm feeling a little more physical body awareness. So I think they're easing us back into our physical forms to the degree that we've been out of them. And as always, they're bringing back as much of this otherworldly consciousness that you've been experiencing into your body. So you can have that as part of your new normal. So as you come back into your body, it may feel a little less dense than before. It may feel more like energy. That's all good. That's a more accurate perception of what your body really is. So I'm feeling a little more heavy energy flushing out my feet. It's like as the new divine energy comes in, it has to clear the way by flushing some of that heavy energy that was in the way of it. So if you're feeling a little bit of clearing, that's good. That is totally appropriate when you're bringing in a little more light than you had before. You got to make space for it. Almost there. As always, just relax, be passive, let the process run itself. The allies, as always, can do this for you way better than you can manage it from your own ego. So let your ego chill and observe and watch how well they do this. Okay, I feel present. Allies, Beautiful allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thanks for letting us be of service to the great global awakening. We are so grateful. Okay, so in a moment, I'm going to sing the directions again, close the container, and then we'll open it up to any questions or comments that anybody has. So humans, just again, remain passive and just kind of feel what's happening as I wrap this thing up here.
Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Kwichi.
Thank you, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, if you're working with any of these humans who've been here on live or on the recording, just stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good, please. As for me, the usual, please stay with me all the time to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Thank you. Whew. Okay, the sacred container is closed. Those of you who are guests tonight and not members of Awakening Plus, thank you so much for being here and contributing your beautiful energy. Awakening Plus would love to have you on board. You can try it for $1 for 30 days. Just go to awakeningplus.com. You get 11 Zoom calls a month, an archive that's growing toward 500 events, the best of page that gives you the best stuff on there, 3 courses and more coming, a book coming out next month on the invocations. So a lot of great stuff. Check it out again at awakeningplus.com if that sounds interesting and you'd like to do a whole lot more than just the 2 public events we do every month. All right, let's open this up to everybody. Unmuting is now allowed, so anyone who wishes on the Zoom. Oh, just a sec, Pancha Avatar. Let me finish my little announcement, and we'll jump in with you. So if you're on Zoom, just hit that little mic icon when whoever's been speaking is done. If you're on the phone, *6 will mute and unmute you. And, of course, if you're on the chat, you can type stuff in there. So, Pancha Avatar, if you want to come back on and say something, that's perfectly fine. Or anybody else. Pancha Avatar, hi.
Okay, first, to the allies who was involved with this meditation on this September 15th, what are you doing to me?
I'm sorry, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. Can you in any way help me hear you more clearly?
Is that better?
No, it's not.
Better?
It's not any better. I'll just try to listen very carefully. Go ahead again.
Okay. Let me try something. Like a member suggested. Let me kill the camera and just use the microphone. Is that better?
Doesn't really sound any different. Again, just speak slowly and clearly and I'll do my best.
Okay, cheers.
That's better. Whatever you just did is a little better. Go ahead.
Okay. So okay, how should we get? I'm talking to the allies. So I'm in a lie down position with all my crystals on me. I'm all zen. I feel a tingling in my foot. I'm holding my kidneys, but my upper body and my visuals are all void. And then the allies instructed you to sing a song.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I get up. I start dancing like a hippie by myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. I'm here at a party and I'm dancing with all of you people and I'm just laughing at myself. I put it to you this way. I will embarrass myself. How can I do this? I turn the Christmas lights on in my apartment, which I've never turned on. Right. I was missing the Christmas lights. Can you see that?
Cool. Yeah, I see that tree with the lights. Yeah,
that's my Christmas lights.
Nice.
So I was dancing around the apartment. So that for the allies, whoever you were, please come again, because I love to dance. I haven't danced since the before time.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened. I was just like, what are you doing? To, like, I'm in the mirror, like, not thinking, in the mirror, dancing, and I'm a hippie, and I'm... So that's the human experience I just had.
Oh, glad to give you the dancing experience. Thank you. Thanks for the feedback, Mr. Avatar.
And yes. So I'm just 30 more seconds. So anyone hearing my voice, now here's my testimony. This is for someone who has no shame about being on EDCs out there. For the dollar you get paid per day, by day 17, I guarantee you, go into the archives. You will hear Benjamin speaking to his first song. 1 month in, you'll hear things like a woman who found their toxic records in the Asheville, she was my landlord. Anyway, for a dollar, even if you are ADP, trust and believe, I, on my honor, you will. I didn't feel comfortable personally till I was able to pay, contribute to the park. And I started basically in January. This is my 2022 gift to my inner child. All I can say, I guarantee you, I'll refund your money for you. That's all I'm anyway, to the people who are listening to this, who are part of the team, you are my hippie family. One day in some timeline, we all live together. I'm super grateful. The other boy in me has his eyes closed. He's embarrassed. So I'm going to get off the phone.
Hey, Pancho Avatar, I'm sorry. You're so hard to understand, and I've had 10 people drop off the call since you started talking, so I'm going to have to ask you to stop. I'm sorry.
Yes. Have a good time. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, does anyone else have any feedback? You want to, let's see, some people have typed, so I'm going to share that. Oh, I'm sorry, Amanda's here. Hey, Amanda, what would you like to say?
Oh, hi. today was interesting. I love that song. He was Avatar is his name. He was wonderful. He's a beautiful man.
He is.
But I felt like a hippie too. I was also dancing, and it brought me back to my hippie days because I used to be a hippie.
Yeah.
And I used to be a dancer as well. I haven't danced for many years.
Oh, wow.
And I was just thinking, is it okay to dance? But the energy, I was getting cold. I was so cold.
Mm.
And he was saying his feet were tingling. My feet were tingling also. And when you started to do that song, which was upbeat, I had to move my body.
Great.
And I was stamping my feet and moving my body, and the energy shifted. And then I felt that everything lifted, and it wasn't. I think it was a little bit heavy, but it was so cold. I was cold, so there was some heavy energy in the air. But it shifted that. And that was wonderful.
Oh, good.
It was just so lovely today. And I'm glad to be back because I've missed a few sessions. So, things have been sort of chaotic in the world. anyway, so, yeah, that was great. Thank you so much.
Oh, good.
And, I'm going to leave that with you, and your book is wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we got a couple of quotes from you in there, too, so.
Yeah, I know.
Your contribution.
That was surprise. Yeah, it was nice. Thank you.
Cool. All right, thanks.
All right. I have a lovely day.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, it's daytime here. I think it's your nighttime, but it's daytime where I'm in Australia.
Yeah, you're about 12 hours ahead of us, I think, so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right now it's about 9 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. And NL also typed, thank you, wonderful sessions tonight, and I really needed this, so grateful for you. And Janice typed, loved your singing, so much fun. Thanks for your sharing. And would anybody else like to throw in a question or a comment? Whoa, there's still some good energy in the field. They're ramping it up a little bit, as they sometimes do after we formally close. Okay, so last call for any feedback at all, questions, comments, anything at all from anyone? On this lovely Labor Day here in the U.S.? Okay, looks like we're done. So thank you one and all for being here. Really, really grateful. And we're going to wrap it up here. Of course, remember, this will be in the archive on tomorrow. And so grateful for each and every one of you who shows up. I just feel so honored that we have such a beautiful crew who show up and help out. A quick book update. I'm working on the bonus materials. I have written the bonus chapter now and created a little wallet card with the invocations that y'all can download when you get the book, and I'm working on some of the automations too. So that's going along very smoothly, and I'm loving that process. So anyhow, just a quick personal note. Thank you all, one and all, for being here. And we'll meet again on Wednesday, and we're doing group and individual healings. So if you're a member, try to show up for that. That's a beautiful event where everyone gets a very powerful healing experience, whether you're in the hot seat or not. So hopefully see you here on Wednesday the 7th. Many blessings, everybody, and good night for now.